Petroleum Company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Hey, we're back. We were on vacation for the last couple weeks. My name is Mark Kent, and I am your host, and we would like to thank all of our sponsors in the North State. In fact, speaking of which, we're going to have a fundraiser here pretty soon.
And yes, we are in March. It's on March 21st.
March 21st, and who do they get a hold of if they want to buy a table or get involved to keep this radio show on the air?
They can get a hold of me at the Reading Tea Party every Monday night at 6 p.m., or they can give me a call at 221-0101. And again, the event is March 21st. It's at Wind River again. We start at, the doors will open at 4:30, and we're going to have lots of raffle prizes like before, hopefully like a nice gun safe.
I like guns.
And guns?
Yeah, we got guns. Guns, yeah. And more guns, yeah. And, you know, I mean,
and all that good stuff. So if you're interested, again, give me a call at 221-0101. A table is $400, and with that, you get $300 worth of raffle tickets. So it only costs you about $100, and we had somebody last year that won six guns, just
right.
One person. So, hey, your odds are good.
Hey, if you don't like guns, you have no testicular fortitude.
Okay, so again, that is to help keep us on the radio, this program and Jefferson's State of Mind. So, and that's very important these days.
Be a man. Come out and win a gun and support us. Support all this information. You know, all kidding aside, support us for what we're doing out here. We're giving you guys the news that nobody else will touch. The local newspaper, the local television, national. They won't touch most of the stuff that we talk about here because for whatever reason, blackouts, censorship.
Yeah, and we have to
politically incorrect.
We're very fortunate that we're able to on this station pretty much say and do what we want to get the correct information and truth out there. So, you know.
Absolutely. We're streaming worldwide. You're listening to KCNR1460.com or KCNR1460. And you can go to KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. Okay, so we want to get right to our guest here this morning, and then we'll go over some other stuff later on, because he has a limited amount of time. We have on the, our guest is Brian Sussman, and, he's been around for quite a while.
Yeah, he's a former meteorologist and now a morning host at KSFO in San Francisco. He's the author of two books, Climate Gate, A Veteran Meteorologist Exposure. Exposes the global warming scam and eco-tyranny, how the left's green agenda will dismantle America.
Yeah, it seems to be a problem. We got CARB, we got EPA, and I think we've got Brian on the phone. How you doing there, Brian?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for allowing me to come on your program, and hello, everybody in Northern California.
Very good.
Yeah, good morning.
We appreciate you coming on. So what's going on in the world of eco-terrorism, Brian? Have we anything new that we should know about immediately?
Well, of course, you know, where you're broadcasting from, that is right in the crosshairs of the eco-freaks who are seeking to turn our entire world upside down. But they have their eyes focused first, it seems, on California, as you guys know. This new film that we have out, It's Easy Being Green When You Have No Choice, really speaks to what's going to happen throughout the rest of the country if we can only stop it. I speak on radio stations all over the country and promoting this new film, and it's interesting. I tell all these folks, especially on the East Coast, I say, listen, if you want to know what's happening, just look at California, because it's all legislated. It's all in motion. We're seeing it before our very eyes right now, all in the name of sustainable development, as you guys know, which just sounds so compelling.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if we can't sustain ourselves, what are we going to do?
Right. And what people need to realize is sustainable development is a tool that the United Nations crafted back in 1990. The gentleman who put this whole plan together, his name is Maurice Strong. He's a Canadian oil man originally. He went to work for the United Nations to put together their environmental program. And his quote is, and we say this in the film, sustainable development is like putting the planet, Earth Incorporated, if you will, on a sound business plan. So what's the business plan? The business plan is redistribution. The business plan is socialism. So as we prove in this film, they're using environmentalism to push world socialism in a very, very convenient and compelling way.
Well, and socialism is just the first stop on the way to communism, totalitarianism. And, you know, so the real deal is that what happens in these type of things is they're just using this as a ploy or a tool in order to achieve, you know, basically an oligarchy or a government control at the top where everybody just basically goes to work and does what they're told, like North Korea, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly. So let's think about it again. You know, it's easy being green when you have no choice. How about this? It's easy to save water when you have no choice. Now, we have plenty of water. It's just not being managed properly because the environmentalists, as you guys know, in Northern California, they're trying to shut. They're tearing down dams. They're trying to keep us from having the water we need to progress. That's their goal. So it's easy to save water when you have no choice. Look at the low flow faucet.
Yeah.
Look at the low-flow toilets, which were mandated to have. Look at, for example, I'm calling you from the San Francisco Bay Area. The mandates to save water during this quote-unquote drought are enormous in my particular community. If you go over your amount, you're fined hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So that's just one little example. Here's another example. Everybody can relate to this. I really like incandescent lights. I like the fact that they emit a color that I enjoy. I just like everything about the incandescent light. I understand it uses a little more electricity than the LCD, but that should be my business. I can't buy incandescent lights anymore because of federal law. So it's easy to save that kind of energy when you have no choice.
Yep. Yep. Well, you know, it's just a whole package. I'm looking right now at, you know, this is from the San Jose Mercury, climate change, California lawmakers to introduce sweeping new measures to increase renewable energy and cut fossil fuel use. And, I mean, what do they mean? Is this the same old CARB stuff where we got the, you know, trucks with the new filters that burn up? You know, people won't even come into California. The end result is California's economy is starting to tank across the board. Not only do we, you know, we don't have, you know, lights that we can use or toilets that flush, you know, water to use without getting fined. I mean, it's just basically a complete eco takeover is what I'm seeing.
It is, and again, it's not based on science. One of the things we talk about in this film, It's Easy Being Green When You Have No Choice, is something that most of your listeners won't be familiar with unless they happen to be in college or they're involved in research. It's called post-normal science. So I remember when I was in sixth grade, I learned the scientific method. And the scientific method is you come up with your hypothesis, as crazy as it may be, and then you test the hypothesis, and if you can shoot one hole in that hypothesis, you throw it out. That's right. That's the rule in the scientific method. The scientific method says your hypothesis, therefore, is invalid. Come up with a new hypothesis. Try again. In post-normal science, which, again, is being taught in every college campus, and it's being utilized in every think tank and every global warming, climate change research community, post-normal science doesn't care about the reality of the world. It doesn't matter what the real temperature is. Post-normal science is dependent on your computer and your computer model. So in other words, we have all these kids growing up today. They're playing video games on their computer, social media all the time, and I have no problem with that other than they now believe that that's reality. So post-normal science, you come up with your hypothesis, and now you're able to test it within the confines of a model and prove it accordingly. So this is extremely dangerous. And this is where we're going with climate change and global warming. In other words, it doesn't matter that we've had a pause in terms of temperature warming for the last 18 years. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that their computer models didn't get that one right. It's what do the computer models that they're creating right now say about the future? And with that kind of a scientific mentality, so to speak, you can prove anything. And that's right. What's really dangerous, and we talk about it in this new film.
Well, you know, it's if your premises are all incorrect, based on skewed science, based on skewed facts, based on feelings, whatever it is, that means that your conclusions are going to be all absolutely mm-hmm. incorrect as well. So it doesn't make any sense at all in a world where you're trying to discover truth.
Exactly, because, again, you know, the truth in this particular case means nothing, just as, I mean, just go back to, you know, Karl Marx. Karl Marx said history means nothing. So it's all about their ideology. You know, a conservative worldview is based on historical truths. We look at what worked, what didn't work. We say, okay, that didn't work. I don't want any of that. This seemed to work. Maybe we can replicate that. In the Marxist world, it's all about the ideology. We can make it work. It may have failed in the past, but we will try it again until it works. So that's what we're seeing with the whole sustainable development issue. And if we don't stop it, guys, it's going to be the end of history as we know it. And we really try to make that clear in this film.
Well, where do they get the movie at, Brian, in order to, you know, watch this? Because we'd like to maybe get that in front of our tea party up here and so people can see what you're talking about in more detail.
Yeah, absolutely. The best way to do it, of course, you can go to Amazon.com. It's easy being green when you have no choice. Or just go to greenflick.com, greenflick.com. You can see a nice two-minute trailer as well as purchase on Amazon right from greenflick.com.
Oh, very good, very good. Yeah, I mean, this is a huge problem. People, and I think we were talking about it on the way in. People have been bombarded with so much garbage that they really can't separate garbage from fiction anymore, or from fact, I mean. It's gotten to a point where, you know, there's no filter anymore for the younger kids coming out of the colleges. Their filter is so clogged up with crap that they don't know a truth from a lie. Nor do they care.
Well, that's the problem. You know, do they care? Do they really understand what's at stake? I mean, liberty is at stake. The freedom as we know it is at stake. And a government bureaucracy that is humongous is what we're risking at this point in time. You know, in this film, we've got so many wonderful experts. You know, I'm the narrator of the film, and a lot of the information to create the film was taken from my two books, Eco-Tyranny and ClimateGate. The gentleman who put this together is a producer-director named Frank Pinsky. He used all his own money to do this. There's no money coming from Exxon or Chevron or anything like this. This is all his own money. I didn't take a fee for my narration because I was so concerned that this movie get out there. And we have some wonderful PhDs. Many have worked for NASA. You know, these are former government employees who are now no longer employed by the government who are saying, okay, I'm finally talking, all right? I'm finally telling you what I believe. And so there's a lot of credibility here, and I think it's been put together in a very easy-to-understand method. And I'm so thankful you guys are helping us get the word out on this film.
Well, we appreciate you coming on, Brian. Can you explain, because people don't necessarily bridge the gap between what we're talking about and how it affects their liberty, because you know the answer from their perspective is, well, if we don't have green water, if we don't have clean water and a green earth and blue skies, that we're all going to be dead anyway. So you know, their perspective is, well, I would rather not be dead and have no liberty. But I don't think they understand what's going on here.
Yeah, people really don't. And we get to the genesis of this in the film, It's Easy Being Green When You Have No Choice. There's a quote that we present, and I was really pretty impressed when Frank found this quote that he put into the film. It's from Mikhail Gorbachev in the early 90s. So again, just going back in time for some of your listeners, Mikhail Gorbachev was, you know, the president of the Soviet Union, so to speak, or the premier of the Soviet Union, the dictator of the Soviet Union.
Right.
He was a dyed-in-the-wool communist. When the wall came down in 1991, this guy, you know, he didn't stop being a communist. He just changed his stripes. Immediately, he became an environmentalist. And in becoming an environmentalist, he hooked up with Nancy Pelosi, as you may know. He started something nice. Called the Green Cross. Nancy Pelosi gave him the best piece of real estate in San Francisco as part of the former Presidio, the military base that overlooks the Golden Gate Bridge. Just beautiful. She gave him that, a portion of that, for the Green Cross. And this is a quote from Mikhail Gorbachev a couple years after the wall came down. He said, "In searching for a common enemy against whom we can unite, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill." The quote goes on from there, but you can see what's happening. I mean, Mikhail Gorbachev, a communist, realized, okay, our best shot to spread communism around the world is going to be the environment. And that's the genesis of this new wave of sustainability, et cetera. And that's what we have to let people know. This is a plan that's been concocted by a bunch of masterminds who are very, very serious about what they want to do.
Well, and their track record. I mean, let's take it one step further. What's bad about communism? I mean, you know, isn't that where everybody shares everything and we all are equal and, you know, we have redistribution of the wealth so that, even the poor guys, live okay. I mean, that's what they're pushing and peddling, as opposed to the reality of the situation that under communism, that power is consolidated in the top. And the people who are running the top typically are not very benevolent and usually siphon everything off the poor
and we don't have liberty.
Well, and they murder people.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes. And again, you know, this is a real problem because people don't want to look at the whole of communism. The whole idea of sharing and taking care of the poor all sounds wonderful. But at the end of the day, somebody's got to pay for it. All we have to do is look at that island south of us called Cuba. There's an elite, and there is everybody else. Everybody else may get their health care. Everybody else may get their education for free. Everybody else gets their tokens every year for new shoes and clothes and food, etc. But if it's so great, why are people risking their lives trying to get into this country?
Well, but they're all driving collector cars down there. I mean,
right. Collector cars that would never pass a CARB test here in California.
Yeah, I mean, they're all driving like 57 Chevys and 38 Fords. And, you know, that's because they're such a great timeless classics.
Right. You know, but getting in. Okay, just think about this. Here's the title of the book again. The title of the film, It's Easy Being Green When You Have No Choice. So let's talk about cars. It's easy to get better gas mileage when you have no choice.
You just don't drive.
Well,
57
you
Chevys. Okay, those 57 Chevys are classic cars. I love those cars. Things from the 50s are awesome. They get terrible gas mileage. If I want to drive a car like that even today, that should be my business, not the federal government, not the state government. So, you know, in the name of a carbon footprint, we've been told that we have to have cars that have these mileage restrictions. Well, in the meantime, with the mileage restrictions, we're getting lighter, less safe cars. I look at some of these idiots in the San Francisco Bay Area who are driving these little smart cars. Now, I don't know if you have them, you know, where you're broadcasting from. We got these people. These are nothing more than golf carts They're basically roll cages with four wheels. If somebody gets in an accident in one of these, there is going to be nothing to protect them whatsoever. But they drive around and they just have these pious looks on their face. Yeah, they may be getting 80 miles to the gallon, but I'm thinking to myself, I would not be caught in a vehicle like, I wouldn't be caught dead in a vehicle like that. That's why I'd never drive them, because I wouldn't want to die.
Well, you might be caught dead in the vehicle if you're in an accident. See, that's
right.
The problem. You know, you end up look like a sardine can that's been run over by a diesel.
Right. And so, you know, you have people, this is almost like, and this is what we talk about in the film, it's becoming like a religion for many people. Because they're void of personal faith, this is their new faith, and it has a whole system of reward and consequence. In other words, if I want to feel good about myself, hey, I'll take a little time to sort the trash and recycle. That's a good thing. I will reduce my carbon footprint. I will turn down the heat in my house. I'll spend money I don't have to buy a hybrid. I'll outfit my entire house, take out all the old incandescent lights, which work fine, and buy these new LCDs, which cost me a ton. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So for many people, this is their new religion, complete with a system of penance, of reward, of faith that in the end it's all going to work out good. And it has supplanted religion for so many people, just as Mikhail Gorbachev and the United Nations intended back in the 90s when they were working even with evangelical churches in the United States to get them to go and preach the green message.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I know for a fact that Nancy Pelosi has our best interest in mind. I mean, that's why she's up there. I mean,
sure
she cares about all of us little people, doesn't she?
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi cares about Nancy Pelosi. And of course, she's my congresswoman. But the bottom line is, with
I'm sorry.
All of these elites, look at how much money Nancy Pelosi's friends and associates have been able to make off the green movement. They get these low-interest government loans. They invest in these companies that they know will have a product that either goes nowhere or is very expensive to implement. But they get their money early. So they get into the company early. They start building the model. They find the next sucker to buy the company from them. They make their millions. When the people that started Solyndra, for example, started Solyndra, they had no intention, really, of that product ever going to market. They wanted to get their money early and then move on.
They get it through these big government contracts that are endless supply of dough, and they don't care if it achieves any success or not.
Yeah, like the United States Post Office, and selling the buildings with the United States Post Office making a killing.
Well, there's no incentive for them to achieve a profit because they don't really care. There's an endless supply of the government graft.
I was on two radio stations last week talking about the new film. And one was a station in Chicago and the other was a station in, one was a station in Boston, the other was a station in New Jersey. And the Boston guy said, you know, hey, my neighbor's got 3 feet of snow on top of his solar panels right now. 3 feet of snow on top of his solar panels.
So they're working well, is what you're telling me.
Right. And then another guy on another station basically said the same thing. He said, my neighbor's solar panels have been covered with snow for the last 2 months. How's this working out for him? So, again, with solar and wind, I mean, these are all, you know, wonderful machinations. But the practicality of these particular items for power right now are just not quite there. And, you know, the natural gas industry is all for solar and wind because they realize solar and wind needs a natural gas backup. So
sure.
That's why they like to promote these as well. They're all working together. And at the end of the day, this is going to push us into a brave new world where the land is returned to nature. We're all herded into urban areas, which is the plan here in California, as you know. It's back with legislature. We'll be living in stack and pack housing.
And we get to go.
Yes, and you have to have your smart meter in there.
Well,
don't forget the smart meter.
And there,
absolutely.
There is
yes.
A total positive. You'll be on the paleo diet. Okay,
you'll be on the paleo diet. You'll have your smart meter, as you just mentioned. And, of course, the smart meter is here. Google, Apple, and Microsoft are all working hard to interconnect everything in your home in the name of convenience and saving you money. But at the same time, what people don't realize is all of this will be connected to a remote source. Yep. Whereby the government will be able to control the amount of energy you're using in your home on a daily basis if they so choose.
Yeah, or if they will allow you to have it or shut you off or whatever they choose to do.
Yep.
Well,
yep, that's exactly right.
I think that that's a great program if you're in North Korea. Because, you know, then there's no problem, you know. I mean, you don't really need to eat much anyway because you're marching all day long. And there's only one penalty that's death. So if you get out of line, they just kill you and it eliminates the population. Hey, what's wrong with all of that? It's all, it's all part of the plan.
You know, as kooky as our conversation is here, and I know we're having a little fun, the bottom line is we were hoping that as many people as possible are able to see this film. It's easy being green when you have no choice. And at the end of the day, share it with friends. And what we're hoping is that maybe we can start a movement similar to what happened with Common Core. You know, just good people across the United States, quite frankly, from various political parties.
Yep. Well, it's about the truth.
They've been informed to say no.
It's about the truth. That's the real bottom line. I mean, we've been joking a little bit here to make it interesting, but the real deal is this is about the truth, and the people better wake up to the truth that the government is not operating in their best interest, and anybody that can't see that isn't paying very much attention. But we do have a caller on the line, Paul, to ask you a question, Brian.
Paul, morning, Paul.
Are you there, Paul?
Good morning. This doesn't sound like Brian.
No, Brian's on the line. I think he can hear you, Paul. If you got a question, hurry up because we're going to run out of time and have to go to a break.
Okay, I'm building a house that'll have 100 solar panels on it, and I'm not going through an installer. And the installer told me I'm not going to be allowed to do that in Shasta, that the utilities will not allow me to hook up. I can't build a house with 100 solar panels. If I strike oil in my backyard, I can sell it, but they tell me I can't sell solar energy onto the grid. What's going on? Why can't I make a profit off of solar?
You know, this is a great one, Paul. This shows you how screwed up this system is. I prefer personally to have a solar system for my house that's independent of the grid, because what folks don't realize is if there were, for example, a power outage, a massive power outage, and you've got all these solar panels on your house, those solar panels will not power your house during the massive outage because they're connected to the grid. They're owned essentially by the local utility. That's why I like having a standalone site that I can trust, that I can maintain, that's mine in the case of some kind of calamity. So you can see what's happening here. The utilities are basically using individuals, the taxpayers, to front their need for extra power in the grid, especially here in California, where it's mandated that 30% of our power comes from renewables.
Exactly.
So it's a shame that they're treating you in this particular fashion. I would say just go independent of the grid, run it solo for your own house.
That's what I'm doing.
And this speaks volumes to the problem we have here. It's this government industrial collusion designed to usurp your liberty and make you dependent on government forces.
But I want to be able to sell my energy onto the grid. Why can't they? I'm going to go to court if I have to make money off the grid.
Yeah, they will. The law is written as such to prevent you from doing this because, listen, your plan is a great plan.
I want to make money.
But they
I just came back from Germany.
They want a monopoly.
There was 100,000 homes over there, each with 100 panels on it. It was remarkable. They were making $300 a month off of solar energy, and they're on the grid.
Yeah, no, I'm in agreement with you. But we have legislators in Sacramento who are all in bed with the utilities to make sure that you do not have this opportunity. And it's a game
we outnumber them.
From the
get-go. Well,
solar can be a wonderful power source. There's no question about that.
Well, I think we're going to have to go to a break, guys, here, and we'll come back. And I'm going to talk about that in the second hour, about how we need to get to start talking about, you know, who we're electing and how we're electing. And, you know, the state of Jefferson is part of that solution as well, is what we're looking at. Anyway,
State of Jefferson, that's right. All powers to the state of Jefferson.
Very good.
Okay, and we're going to go to a break. If you want to call in and have a question or comment for Brian, the number here is 530-605-4567. I was going to give the office number. And we will be back right after this.
I'll go find a net network want to treat me right. Y'all can take the change and stick it out of sight. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some good news? We're gonna take back our country.
Using junk science that wouldn't even meet the standards of a high school science fair, California Air Resources Board and the Environmental Protection Agency have written regulations that are devastating the California economy. They are costing people their jobs, their homes, their livelihoods, and their families. This must be stopped. Help us continue the fight against CARB. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com now and contribute to keep the fight going.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hello, folks. I'm here with our local hero, Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best tasting spring water in the world.
Listen up, employers. Veterans can be a great asset to your company or organization. Veterans have gained skills in leadership, teamwork, and performance under pressure. Veterans have received the very best training in their fields and are never afraid to tackle a tough situation to accomplish the mission. If you are looking to hire a veteran, the Department of Labor can help you make it happen. You hire a veteran today, you won't be sorry.
Have you been curious about what all the excitement and discussion regarding the State of Jefferson's about? Well, come to the State of Jefferson Town Hall, Sunday, February 22nd at 2 p.m. Senior Citizens Hall, 2290 Benton Drive, Reading, California. Bring a friend. Have questions? Get answers. Come hear Mark Baird and the message that has ignited the North State.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel. When we're together, brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, that rain just disappears here, and I feel so fine. Just to know that.
Sunshine, rainbows, and lollipops.
So everybody should be happy now.
Hey, we're
we
in California.
We got our sunshine.
That's right. We're in California.
And
nothing's wrong out there. Let's just keep the status quo. Let's not do anything. Let's just wait for the sunshine, rainbows, and lollipops to come our way.
And we want to say thank you to Brian. I'm not sure what happened, but we lost him and Paul at the same time. I know we had Brian just for a short period, but thank you for coming on, and we'd love to have you back in the future.
Yeah, what a great guest.
Yeah, We didn't mean to drop you if that's what happened. We're not sure what happened with the system.
Yeah,
so.
You know, it just stuff happens sometimes.
I think he just had to go.
He had to go, yeah. It was
well,
on a
maybe.
Limited time.
But we tried thanks to get, anyway.
We tried to keep him on for as long as we could. We knew he was on a limited time, so that's why we didn't do a lot of the service announcements to start with. So maybe we'll go back and reboot here and start maybe from the top a little bit again here.
Yeah. That would be good.
So, let's see. Let's talk about.
Well, let me get that. On February 19th, we have a veterans program at Parsons Junior High at 8:45 a.m. in the morning. They say this is a fantastic program that the kids and teachers put on over there. If you can, please attend. Again, that's at 8:45 on the 19th.
Very good. And just so everybody knows, we were on vacation the last couple of weeks. That's why the programs weren't live. And, you know, we hadn't had a vacation in 5+ years. And so, we thought we could broadcast from where we were, but, you know.
It didn't happen. It didn't work out.
But, yeah. It is what it is. Anyway, we're back and,
going full force, bringing you a lot of truth, a lot of different guests coming on in the future.
Well, there you have it. So, you know, my quote for the day is from Robin Hood. He didn't steal from the rich and give to the poor. He stole from the corrupt government and gave it back to the overtaxed citizenry. So, that's kind of what we're talking about here is that the founding fathers knew that government was innately evil from the beginning of time. Who sent you to wars? Who stole your property? Who put you into servitude? Who turned people into slavery? It wasn't the common man. It was the government, the kings, the nobles, they're the power mongers, you know, and that's what we've got right now, whether you're looking at Nancy Pelosi or Barack Obama or John Boehner for that matter. You know, we have got people in power that could care less about us down here as long as they retain their power. And that's what we're talking about here. And people better wake up and start taking the power back and start showing up to these events like the city council meeting, like the board of supervisors. Start putting pressure on these guys. Vote these people out that don't care. And in order to know who cares and who doesn't, you have to be involved. You know, you can't read the paper and get anything. You have to show up to the meeting.
Well, you know, like we were talking coming in earlier that, you know, I was talking with some friends of mine yesterday and they were saying, you know, more people need to show up to the city council, you know, and I agree with that to a certain point, but we have to get different people elected. That's what happened with city councils. We got people up there that are not necessarily going to have our best interests at heart when they vote.
Oh, they have the nicest hairdo and they, you know, they
well, yeah. And they have their baseball team, but I'm just saying, you know, and we have another election coming up, Board of Supervisors coming up. So now's the time for people to really get involved with that and get the right people up there and get behind the ones that we want to get the votes we need.
I don't care if I live in a state that's a slave state, as long as I have a professional baseball team.
What's your uniform going to look like?
Well, stripes. I got stripes on my shoulder. No, but you know, so it'd be the tiger stripe field. You know, what I'm saying is these people are so arrogant and so full of themselves in most cases that they just get up there and they're the status quo. Look at the public comment thing. First vote out, right out of the gate.
Yep.
And what do? We don't need public comment because we are the elite star chamber, you know, and it's like, really?
Our time's more important than your time.
They just think that we're the dumb, unwashed masses that don't deserve to have a voice in things because we're just so obnoxious.
But then we go back to people need to, get more involved, be behind the people that you want to get in office and get elected, you know? It's very, very important.
And
we have to start somewhere.
Well, and in the meantime, you know, what's happening is that we're being regulated right out of existence. I mean, that's what's happening here. We're being regulated right out of existence. Now, you know, Red Smith wrote an article in the Shasta Lantern, Time to Put Up or Shut Up. And I think it's a great article. It basically says that if you guys want to start, you know, we sit here and blame the crime on the police chief, for example, and we'd like to see if we get Rob Paletti in here next week.
Yeah, we'll try that.
We're going to give it a try. And, you know, his officers who failed to provide, you know, they're not given the tools or the boots on the ground or the funding necessary to combat the problem. But let's give Starman and the city council cronies a raise. And more benefits and bigger retirement and, you know.
Yeah, that's much more important.
Well, that's how they always do it. You know, anytime the power wants something else to happen. Oh, we need another tax increase. We couldn't take a cut. We need another tax increase. So what they do is, oh, we'll cut back on police and fire and safety and schools and education.
But don't touch mine.
But, oh, by the way, we just got a 1% raise and everything's fine. What are you talking about? Yeah. Go back to sleep. Shut up.
It's not affecting me.
Don't show up at the meetings. And if you do, we're not going to let you talk because you guys are just too stupid to get the program. And so that's what they think of us. You know, we've got to start electing politicians who care about fiscal responsibility, who care about the public safety, who want to get rid of these bureaucrats that aren't elected in the city council and the board of supervisors. You know, you got the board of supervisors that are elected, but what about the guys behind them? The guys who've been there for years and years and years and years that, you know, are running the show, the attorneys, you know, we got to get rid of some of these people.
Say if you eat, drink, you know, whatever, I'm in control of you.
Yeah, who was that?
Yeah.
Anyway, you would know that if you showed up to a meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. Or we'll just keep playing, sports and going to the movies until we get to a point where.
At least give them some competition. I mean, this last time, I mean, we didn't even have people to run against some of them.
Well.
You know, hey, we have the election coming up. We need people in there to run against them to.
Well,
you know,
there you have it. People that are going to stand up for we the people and our rights and our property rights and not the big government politicians that are at the federal, state, local level. I mean, they just play ball all together.
Or the good old boys.
The good old boys. They don't care about us. So you know, what you guys got to do is start standing up out there if you want this to change. Otherwise, you know, there is no recovery. And it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse until you guys get involved enough to start making a change. And it's going to take more than just.
But you know,
a few
some people say, "Well, I'm afraid. What do I do? Where do I start?" Pick one thing, whatever it is, and focus on it, and get involved, and try to make it turn a negative thing into a positive thing for the community and yourself. I mean, I realize there's a lot going on out there, but pick something.
Right. Yeah, just get involved somehow.
Yes, somehow. Whether, you know, everybody has its place and everything has its place, you know, so it's very important that we do that.
Right. And you know something, there's a poverty problem and a homeless problem out there because there's a job problem and an economic problem. It all goes back to economics. And why do we have an economic problem? Well, you know, that's the start of wisdom, is to ask the right questions. And it's, you know, so I guess.
I guess we're going to go to a break, and then we will come back with a caller on the line. Again, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. Does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today.
First they came for the loggers, and nobody said anything because they weren't a logger. Then they came for the miners, and nobody said anything because they weren't a miner. Now they're here for the truckers, and nobody's saying anything because they're not a trucker. Will there be anybody left when they come for you? Stop the California Air Resource Board and their devastating regulations that destroy Californians' livelihoods. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com now and get in the fight.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Have you been curious about what all the excitement and discussion regarding the state of Jefferson's about? Well, come to the State of Jefferson Town Hall, Sunday, February 22nd at 2 p.m. Senior Citizens Hall, 2290 Benton Drive, Redding, California. Bring a friend. Have questions? Get answers. Come hear Mark Baird and the message that has ignited the North State.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Something, when they're not following the Constitution, they're not legal authority anymore. So we got to fight them.
Yep. I mean, at least they're not authority at all.
If you want to stay free, you guys better get involved in the fight. So let's see. We've got some announcements. Let's make these announcements and then let's get to Terry. We want to talk about Common Core. Common Core will be at the Tea Party next week on Monday. I guess that'd be tomorrow.
Yeah, that's tomorrow night.
Time flies by when you're having fun. February 16th, a discussion on Common Core with Tracy Mann, and that's the Shasta County Against Common Core. She'll speak on how Common Core is dumbing down our kids and how you can help to stop it. Get involved. We need to get involved.
Even if you have kids and you can bring them to the meeting. Hopefully we can help you out with maybe taking care of your kids while you attend the meeting.
This is another one of those smart programs that's actually dumb, you know.
Yeah. So come on out. What I'm saying is come on out to the meeting, because bring your kids if you're worried about somebody watching them while you get the information. We'll have a couple of us girls, I think, standing by to help out with that if you need it.
They would never date a minor children so that Bill Gates could make money on a, you know.
Yeah.
And Nancy Pelosi's just, you know, got our best interest in mind across the board. I mean, come on. And Barack Obama, come on. That guy would never lie to us. Really? I mean, this guy is just stellar.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't think of one single time that he ever lied to us about anything. Now I'm trying to think of when he told us the truth.
Well, that's it. But yeah. So don't forget tomorrow night, 6 p.m., come out to the Redding Tea Party for Common Core with Tracy Mann.
We got Shasta County is fighting CARB. The California Air Resources Board regulation and mandates are crippling business. You need to get involved in that. We also have the Board of Supervisors meeting on February 17th, 9 a.m. down in Lakeport. If you can show up, go down there. That's at 255 North Forbes Street, Lakeport. We need to pack the house on this stuff. And you know something? The state of Jefferson is not going away. All of this stuff is not going away because you know something, it's just going to get worse until
we
start
making it better. And that town hall for State of Jefferson is on the 22nd, Sunday, 2 to 5 p.m. at the Senior Citizen Hall.
There you have it. Now, I think,
come on out.
I believe we have a fighter on the line, and his name is Terry Raposa.
I've got a couple things if I can be allowed to run by you guys.
Sure.
You guys are always dead on. It's great. You know, on the radio program on Thursday, Trish Clark made an interesting comment, and I think it needs to be our slogan going further as we move into the future here. She was talking about everything from Benghazi to the city council taking away public comment to the raises they got, et cetera. And she said, why do we let them? That's exactly right. We let them. We let them put public comment at the end because Brent Weaver's comment on the radio was that sometimes your children need a timeout. How condescending is that to tell the public that they need a timeout? So what they're going to do is put the kids in the corner, the people who elected him, the people he answers to, put them in the corner because public comment will be at the end. We let them give raises. We let them have a city manager, a deputy city manager, an assistant city manager, that including benefits, they make over $1 million. We let them have 750 employees they pay $96 million to. We let them get rid of a commission that oversees REU while they're being investigated and lose in court because of charging illegal taxes and taking $6 million away from the people of Reading a year. And on top of that, they do a 7% raise. Because we let them. We've got to stop letting them.
Well,
no,
exactly right.
I think we should have public comment at the beginning, whether they like it or not.
Well, you know, the thing that jumps into my mind right now when I hear that about Brent Weaver is, who's your daddy? You know, I mean, that's really what he's saying. Who's your daddy? You know, am I you know, smart enough to run the show, and you guys are just too dumb to get involved? You're a kid. You guys need to be timed out, put in the corner, like you say, because, you know, we're just not smart enough to take care of ourselves.
Because we let them.
Yeah, I agree. Yep.
Well, that's the thing, and it's sort of like the other night. Were you going to say something, Linda? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I said, and it's time to stop it.
Well, the thing is that the other night with Rob Pelletti, I know there were several takes. I know that there was a take on the program on KQMS on Saturday mornings. There was a take on that, on what Rob Pelletti said. Basically, Rob Burrow said that he asked for money three times. I need more money. I need more money. I need more money. And I'm not sure whether Rob was pointing this at the people, but basically, we can't do anything because we let them do whatever they want. Brent Weaver ran on a program that he said he had in hand to solve these issues we have with homeless, to solve these issues with crime. He had this program in hand, and now we're waiting 8 months, and we have no money. And now we could have an issue where the city of Reading illegally took money, and now they're in a position to where they're going to owe the taxpayers $32 million. That'll bring Pelletti down to about 84 people. Wow. So, I mean, you know, where do we draw the line, guys? When do we draw the line, Mark? What do you and Linda think? Where do we draw the line here with this city council? This is just way past, actually it's city staff.
Well, maybe we need to do a recall. I mean, I'm not sure what, I mean, the line's been drawn. The question is, who's going to step over and start getting into the brawl? I mean, we got people out there who are so passive or so into the status quo or so into the, you know, letting the government take care of them that, you know, everything's more important. It's the me generation, I guess. But I'm seeing hope. I'm seeing people that are starting to understand there's no choice to get involved. But where do we draw the line? I think the line's already been drawn. The question is who's going to step up and start doing something?
Well, it'd be nice if the Chamber of Commerce would stand up and say, hey, you know, we need our businesses protected, City Council. You know, basically, Rob Pelletti is an employee of yours. He answers to staff. And as staff takes these raises and Starman brings home $300,000 a year and all these folks are making oodles of money there,
well,
we don't have police officers. Yeah. You're telling me you can't find anywhere where that money could be gathered from other than the citizens who are already taxed to death as it is? I just look at this and I think, well, maybe what happens here is the business community needs to stand up. Someone needs to go in there and say, hey, we just can't handle this anymore.
Well, I think it's everybody in the community needs to start taking a stand instead of just being the same old people. You know, there's a few of us that are engaged, but like you say, the businesses are just ordinary folks. It's time you stand up because we're all affected by it. They're affected by it just as much.
It's about fear. They're afraid to stand up at this point, and that's the problem. Until you start, you know, I guess it's got to get so bad that the community gets so, you know, that where crime is overwhelming and where, you know, the businesses are shutting down.
Yeah, but just because you have fear is not time to bury your head in the sand. It's time to stand up. I mean, we all have a fear or something probably.
Well,
but it's time to stand up. It doesn't matter. matter. You got to push forward. You think our founding fathers never had fear? Come
well,
on.
The real deal is, though, a lot of times people won't stand up until they don't have a choice.
That's true.
And that's what we're talking about here. I guess you will have a choice. You know, as long as you have an alternative to avoid the situation, that's what a lot of people will do. But it's getting to a point where you're not going to be able to avoid it much longer because the crime is getting rampant. You know, when is it your house going to get hit? When is your business's windows going to get busted out and robbed? So, you know, I mean, they've just got to start standing up. And I don't know. I mean, we need to recall some of these people and go after them, because you know they talk a good tune when they're getting running for election, but as soon as they get
I hate to interrupt you, but we're going to get cut off here because we're at the top of the hour. But if you want to hang on, Terry, we'll get you on the other side and we'll continue this. I know that we have Mark Baird calling in after the top of the hour too.
Michael Harrington in Washington. Danish police say they've killed the gunman apparently responsible for two deadly shootings in the capital this weekend, including one at a synagogue. He was killed this morning when he opened fire on officers near a Copenhagen train station. Two people died in the shooting. Five policemen were wounded. A blizzard warning is in effect for coastal areas from Connecticut to Maine through tomorrow morning, promising 8 to 14 inches of snow in southern New England and up to 2 feet in Maine. This is the fourth storm in less than a month, and some areas are already under more than 6 feet of snow. Besides the logistical problems of removing all that white stuff, there's also the problem of paying for it.
Economically, the weather's taxed state coffers, where officials say they're on pace to exceed their budgets for clearing snow and ice. Rhode Island's Department of Transportation has exhausted its $14 million snow removal budget for the year. Boston says it's nearly doubled its $18 million budget. And some Connecticut towns have spent about half to two-thirds of their snow funds. Ron DeRockstra, SRN News.
More than 13 years after 9/11, there's a new push to declassify parts of a still-secret congressional probe that could shed light on just who bankrolled the operation.
Massachusetts Democrat Stephen Lynn says it's time to make the report public.
The military and civilian personnel at the Pentagon, the first responders and office workers in the New York office towers, the passengers and crews of those hijacked planes, and all those families whose hearts still ache, we owe it to them.
The 28 pages were ordered classified by the Bush administration to protect sources in the war against terror. Lynch has seen the report and says
the disclosure will not jeopardize sources or methods used in gathering this information.
Lynch has joined forces with North Carolina Republican Walter Jones in calling for the release of the report. Wally Hines, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
This is SRN News.
We interrupt this important commercial announcement with an important commercial announcement. Vegetables are loose and roaming around your house.
No, pal, you got it all wrong.
I'm Bob the Tomato.
And I'm Larry the Cucumber. And we're the stars of VeggieTales in the House.
VeggieTales, eh?
It's a brand new original series with stories, songs, and Bible-based life lessons.
It's our new Netflix original series, November 26th.
So I guess you could say kids will be begging for veggies.
Tune in to VeggieTales in the House.
Hey, who's that announcer? You replaced me already?
A Netflix original series available Wednesday.
Vegetables not included.
If you've had minor aches and pains in your muscles and joints, and you're wondering what you can do for temporary relief, try Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Find out why so many consumers are using this powerful topical formula. It works. It doesn't burn. It's odor-free, and it's not greasy. And it's backed by their empty jar guarantee. Not satisfied? You can send back the empty jar for a full refund. If you've got minor arthritis aches and pains, try Australian Dream. Find it.
UN Security Council members are considering the first resolution on Yemen since a rebel takeover spun the Arab world's poorest country into the danger of collapse. A draft resolution obtained by the AP demands that the Shiite rebels, quote, immediately and unconditionally withdraw forces from government institutions, release U.S.-backed President Abdel Mansour and his cabinet, and engage in, quote, good faith in UN-led peace talks. But the draft falls short of what many Arab countries in the Gulf Coalition Council would like. Some schools are getting tougher on e-cigarettes, even punishing possession of the devices more harshly than regular smokes. The device, which heat a nicotine solution to create a vapor instead of burning tobacco, have passed traditional smokes in popularity amongst teenagers. Schools are clamping down, at least because e-cigarettes, sometimes known as vaporizers, can be used for illegal substances like marijuana. Most schools have folded e-cigarettes into their anti-tobacco policies. This is SRN News. California is proposing sweeping changes in the way it protects underground drinking water supplies from oil and gas operations.
State regulators say they've notified the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency of their plan for bringing California back into compliance with federal safe drinking water laws. That's after a state review found over 2,500 times that the state had authorized oil field injections into protected water aquifers. Chief State Oil and Gas Regulator Steve Boland says California will be making what he calls, quote, long overdue changes to ensure oil and gas operations aren't contaminating potential groundwater supplies.
SRN's Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, February 15, the 46th day of 2015. There are 319 days left in the year. On this date in history, 1764, the site of present-day St. Louis was established. And on this date in 1898, the U.S. battleship Maine blew up in Havana Harbor. This is SRN News.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning out there. Boy, I'll tell you what, we're into the second hour now, and as usual, it's going faster than we'd like it to go because
goes quickly, but we're getting different things out there, a lot of good truth and information out there.
Well, that's what needs to happen. We need to start stepping up to the plate. We need to start, swinging for the fence a little bit here instead of whiffing the ball as it goes by. we need to start getting some contact here. And anyway, we have Terry on the line, and we were discussing some things. Where were we, Terry? I was gonna say one thing. Speaking about where do we draw the line? Gerald Celente of Trends Magazine always says, "When people lose everything, they lose it." And sometimes I am starting to, there's times when I'm starting to believe that that's true. In order for this thing to really hit home, people got to lose.
Well, I think that's true. But, when you have 200 people or 250 people all like-minded going to a board of supervisors meeting or going to a city council meeting, and they still vote the other way, there's not much you can do. You were talking about elections and electing good people. One of the challenges we have is that when people run for office, they say one thing and do another. Les Baugh was a good example of that, and I think my good friend Mark Baird is going to be on the line here pretty quick.
Yes, he is.
And, that was one. I mean, Brent Reaver ran on the idea of having this grandioso plan to halt crime here in Reading. That didn't happen.
But that comes with the election, like you say, Terry, and vetting people. People just heard that, and they never checked anything out, and they just ran with it.
We're just a bunch of malcontent. I guess it doesn't matter that Les Baugh lies.
Yeah.
He has lied on several occasions to several people, and it's been well documented and very well supported with facts. But, none of that hits any of the mainstream news. None of that hits the local paper, and it should be all over the place because these guys need to be shown for what they are. They it needs to be, common knowledge that Les Baugh's a liar. Until that starts to happen, these people are getting away with everything because they're not being held accountable.
No, because we let them.
We let them.
And the thing is that as long as we do that, and I think the business community, I guess what I'm trying to say is that the people are standing up. They are voicing their opinion. It's, Brent Weaver's condescending remark of sometimes your children need a time out. I mean, really? You see, those types of things, I think, are things that we have to draw the line on. We have to say, no, we're not going to have public comment at the end. No, there is no more raises. No, you can't just take money out of our pockets and use it for the general fund without telling us. No, by the way, the IRS is now investigating the city council, as you know, about illegal sales on gas. So when you stop and think about these different things that are going on, it just gets to a point of we need to just start saying no. Anyway, I want to get off here because I know Mark's on the line. Right. I won't really want to
hear
what
we appreciate you calling in and going over that, Terry, because you're right. It is time that we stand up and people say no more, and we're not going
to
allow it.
And I think that what has to happen is that we got to quit being so passive at some of these forums like the city council and the board of supervisors. Of course, they want orderly meetings, but it's getting to the point where the pitchforks and the torches are going to start coming out. These meetings are not going to be orderly because you can't have people being suppressed and not listened to and the public being disregarded, and these guys go on with their little agendas no matter what happens. Yeah. What's happened is these guys don't – they're so arrogant in their little ivory towers that they don't realize that, you know, at the founding of this country – people were tarred and feathered. People were put in stocks. People, there was public ridicule. You know, maybe it's time to bring a little bit of that back because the, I'm just saying – anyway, we got to get to Mark.
Yep. Okay,
all right.
Guys.
Thanks for calling in. Have
you
a great
bet.
Day.
All right. Very good. Are you on the line with us, Mark?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good morning. How are you?
So
I'm good. How are you guys today?
We're hanging in there.
So the fun never stops. What do you think about tar and feathering, Mark? Should we bring that back?
Well, I think they did that a few times in Boston in 1774 and 5, but I'm not sure I want to get involved in that kind of thing.
So what is new with the movement of State of Jefferson? I know you guys had a few town hall meetings this last week.
Well, we had a great meeting presentation in front of the Lassen County Board of Supervisors. That went very well to a pretty well-packed house. The supervisors were attentive. They were asking good questions, tough questions, but good questions. And they have put that on the agenda for February 24th as an action item, whether to support the declaration of the state of Jefferson. And then the secondary question would be, and if not, then to place it on the ballot so the people of Lassen County could vote in a special election as to whether they desire the state of Jefferson. So I was really impressed with them. You know, it was a respectful meeting. The people and the supervisors seem as though they get along pretty well. They do represent their people, and they represent them well. And, I you know, that gives you heart and gives you hope. But part of the problem, guys, is the flow of information. There are certain media outlets that control the flow of information, and so the conversation about what really happens in these venues never reaches the public. And it's not that the public wouldn't be outraged. It's not that they don't want to be informed, but they get tired of reading the lie every day. They get tired of a newspaper that's editorial from front to back, and that editorial has an agenda. And they just stop paying attention.
Are we talking about any specific papers in mind, like the Ratchet Fleshlight or anything like that, a Record Searchlight maybe?
Well, quite frankly, there are a number of papers. Reading Searchlight is just one of them, but there are a number of papers that are owned by publishing houses that have an agenda, and it's progressive, and they don't print the truth. The newspaper in Siskiyou County is the same thing. Gatehouse Media owns about 1,100 small-town newspapers, and those newspapers don't print the truth.
Right.
But it's interesting because those newspapers, Reading Searchlight included, and we said this to the editorial board, so I want to be very careful, as Terry said, to always tell the truth and to say things that can be verified. This isn't guesswork. This actually happened. We had a meeting with the editorial board of the Reading Searchlight, and during that meeting, I pointed out to them that their paper is getting thinner and thinner and thinner. I think the expression I used was, when you hold it up to the light, you can see right through it. The reason is they're not selling as many papers. They don't have as much money to print papers because they're not selling as many. And I believe they're not selling as many because people are tired of a newspaper that doesn't print the truth and they don't learn anything from.
I totally agree. I mean, that's what's been going on here locally. I refuse to pay for the paper. I mean, I will pick up a used copy off the ground if I need to read something before I'll buy it, just because I'm not going to fund these guys because their agenda, you know, there's been so many reporters like Jenny Espino.
Espino, I believe.
Every time she prints a story, it's an outright lie. You know, she takes the facts, she skews them any way she wants to go towards what what they believe is the agenda. And after a while, why would you buy a paper like that?
Well,
I mean, even in Siskiyou County, I don't read the Siskiyou Daily because there's nothing in there that informs me. There's nothing in there that's the truth. There's nothing in there where someone dug for the story and got the facts and exposed the truth. There's never, and I don't care what your agenda is, whether they expose the facts about something that they don't agree with or do agree with. They never do that anymore.
It's just like this last thing with Espino over here on this CARB hearing. She talked about how the crowd was outrageous. She talked about there were certain elements in the crowd that were loud and obnoxious. She never talked about the story. She never talked about the fact that the CARB is ruining California. She never talked about the science that is bogus. She never talked about any of the story. It was all about trying to figure out a way to make it look like, you know, this whole thing was about a bunch of malcontents that, showed up at the Board of Supervisors.
I'd like to jump in here a little bit. I've got some numbers here that might help people put this in perspective. There's 1,500 newspapers across the country, 1,100 magazines, 9,000 radio stations, 1,500 TV stations, and 2,400 publishers, and they're owned by six corporations.
There you have it. So... Yeah. Evidently, I mean, you control the media. But, of course, you know, the media control would not be a part of the agenda or the plan, would it? I mean, you know, you got these bankers and these rich guys up there and the Wall Street guys, and they have an agenda, and they control the agenda. So they bought up everything through their low-interest, no-interest loans out of the Treasury.
Exactly. So it's up to us to get this information out there.
There are a few independents.
Well, it always was up to us.
That's true.
Anything else? Now people have fooled themselves. They've fooled themselves into thinking that once you put a guy in a job, he's always going to do a good job. I wish it were true. It's just not. And I'm not making any comment about affairs in Shasta County at all because I don't know those. I don't live there. That's for the people of Shasta County to determine and to do something about. But what I do know is that liberty is a very precious thing, and it's a gift. But it does have a price, and that price is eternal vigilance. And if you're not vigilant, you will wake up and your liberty will be gone.
Yeah, it's true.
And we're almost there. We're losing it
very
quickly.
Well, especially in California. California is just off the charts. I mean, you know, we got different levels of bureaucracy on over layers, you know, layer after layer after layer. I mean, whether it's the climate change guys and anybody who doesn't agree with them is a denier. But, you know, how can you possibly deny that we have no representation in the North State? How can you possibly deny that we aren't being represented at all on whether it's our water or air or timber or natural resources when you got three guys up here representing or six guys to, you know, 70 something down south? I mean, but
I've had two people lately suggest to me, they agree, you know, when I went before the Trinity County Board, and you know, my first statement was we don't have any representation in the North State, and their response was, and I'm paraphrasing, okay, now tell us something we don't know. And when I go before a Board of Supervisors, the first thing I say is, we have no representation in rural Northern California. And they're all kind of nodding their heads. Okay, well, that's, you have a firm grasp on the obvious. Now tell us what we can do about that.
Right.
And every once in a while, you'll run into an opposition person. There's usually one at each meeting, but never more than one. And what they talk about is, and this happened in the Shasta County Board when they voted not to listen to the presentation. A guy stands up and he says, I represent thousands of people who don't want this liberty, who don't want this representation. And I was thinking to myself, of course the board didn't ask him, I was thinking to myself, why didn't you bring two of them with you? You know, here you have a boardroom that has a couple of hundred people in it that support this proposition, this declaration, and here's one guy who stands up and says, I represent thousands who don't want this, and the board chooses to believe him instead of the hundreds of people who took time from their jobs, lost money, lost wages, and are interested enough to show up and participate in the discussion, and they choose not to believe those. One supervisor that I ran into, he said, you know, this is a great idea, more representation, but I don't believe in a state senator for each county. I think we should all just get together and go to Sacramento and demand more representation. And I was thinking to myself, what planet is this guy on? are people so ignorant of the process, the constitutional republic, the process through which that works, that they honestly believe that 100 people are going to go to Sacramento and say, we don't have representation. Do something about it, please. And the government of California is going to shock themselves into reality and all of a sudden start paying attention.
Well, they're delusional because the people down there really don't care. Just like the local.
No, that's the point.
Yeah. That's exactly right. I mean, this is like, I've seen it time after time with the Board of Supervisors and the City Council. You know, overwhelmingly people show up with one position or the other, and they will not even take into consideration a lot of times what the people are saying they want to happen because they've already made up their minds. Yeah. I mean, there's so many examples of it. It's ridiculous. You know, we're replete with examples of these guys absolutely ignoring the will of the people once they get into power. And I'd say recall. I mean, we got to start getting these guys out of here. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. A vote is a funny thing. A vote is something in the world that's more precious than gold, and yet people spend it as if it were nothing. We need to avoid things like recalls, and we can avoid those by voting carefully to begin with. All we do when we recall is we admit that we weren't paying attention and now we need to do something about it. And it is a mechanism, and it can be a valuable tool. We did that in Siskiyou County once, and quite frankly, we didn't prevail, but it shocked that particular lawmaker
right
into a sense of reality, and they then joined with the people because, as this person admitted later, they didn't even know people were mad.
Yeah,
they had no idea people were mad until we started a recall petition. And at that point, this lawmaker said, wait a minute, I thought I had the people behind me, and now I realize that I don't.
I agree with that totally, Mark. It's I think that's what needs to happen here. I mean, some of these guys need to be called on the carpet, if nothing else, to keep them honest, because they really don't give a rat's behind about what most people are thinking here. And the fact that people are getting madder and madder and madder, I don't think they see it. I think they just talk with their little, Tea Party, not Tea Party guys, but their little group of swells that they have cocktails with, and that's who they're listening to.
Well, I mean, like the Bible says, where your treasure is, so will your heart be.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, it's true.
So, but we can do something about that. And in Shasta County and Jefferson, we do have a plan that the Shasta County Committee has conceived. And since the elected body of the County of Shasta has chosen not to listen, the people are going to do this without them.
Yep.
And we will have Shasta County in the state of Jefferson because of the people of Shasta County. We're going to start a signature drive. We're going to get a number of signatures equal to or greater than 51% of the people that voted in the last election. And we hope that at least that number will say that they support the concept of representation and liberty in the North State, and they support that through a declaration and petition to withdraw. We are going to title that a declaration and petition of and by the people of Shasta County to withdraw from the state of California. And if we get a sufficient number of signatures, and people can sign up by going to SOJ51.com, or they can contact a Jefferson representative like Wynn Carpenter or Red or one of the other guys and sign up physically, when we get that number, Shasta County will have declared without the government that isn't listening to the people.
Listen, we got to go to a break, Mark, and we'll be back here in a few minutes. But let's expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, if you want to call in and have a question or comment for Mark, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Java rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what the mama saw, it was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Put
about a rose is the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Radio. Gee, we're back. Community Radio for the North State. You're listening to KCNR 1460. And you can go to KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567 if you have a question, a comment, or a criticism. And so I think we still got Mark on the phone, and let's expand on what we were talking about with this petition. And so we can do it without the Board of Supervisors. We can get this whole thing lined up so we declare that we want to be a part of the state of Jefferson, and it doesn't matter what they have to say?
That's exactly right. Article 4, Section 3 is really a beautiful thing. The founders must have foreseen it, the need to add new states or break states in half, as the case may be. And it's a very simple process. We have to have legislation that's passed by the legislature, 51%, and we have to have it passed by the federal legislature, 51%. It doesn't quantify the mechanism through which territory is added to the new state. Now, obviously, we want to know that people of a given county want to be included in a state that has constitutional representation. In other words, it at least as one state senator for every single county, no matter how big or how small, and at least one assembly person for each county but then other assembly people would be by population. So at 30,000 per, I don't know how many people Shasta County has in, but at 30,000 per, they would have that many assembly people and at least one state senator. Now, Siskiyou County with 40,000 people would have one state senator and probably one assembly person. But that is representation. And I don't care what you want. I don't care what party you're in. That's representation.
Well, and what's the argument against it? I mean, these guys are saying that we shouldn't have representation. I know I've heard the Democratic crap from Willie Brown down there. Oh, yeah, well, trees shouldn't get votes, only people. But, you know, how can one people in San Francisco, you know, override the people's needs in another area? It just amazes me that anybody can argue against the representation at all.
Well, Willie Brown also said that representation, or what he said was, power has shifted to the large urban areas where it belongs, and those people up there just need to learn to obey that. That's what Willie Brown said. So I don't know why anyone would object to representation. It doesn't matter what party you're in. It doesn't matter what you want.
I guess you don't want freedom. If you don't want freedom, it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. I also said this to the Reading Searchlight editorial board. Let's say that the city of Reading goes blue or purple in the future, and it's possible large urban areas have a tendency to do that. It doesn't matter because you won't have representation. Let's say the entire county turns to a Democratic county, which is possible. I mean, who knows the future? It doesn't matter because you won't have representation.
Right.
Now, the county of Shasta is red now or excuse me, largely conservative now. It doesn't matter because we don't have representation. I had one gal from the Democratic Central Committee ask me, well, how do you feel about single-use plastic bags? I said, who cares how I feel? I don't have the representation to do anything about it anyway.
Right.
That's the point.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a point that's well taken and needs to be, you know, I don't know why people are so opposed to splitting the state if it's going to make it better for everybody. Those guys down south will then, you know, get what they want, but we will get what we want up here unless it's about siphoning off our natural resources with us nothing to say about it and we end up being impoverished up here, which is we're well on our way to that. I mean, the unemployment rate is not 5.6% in the North State, and nationwide it isn't either. We're looking at, you know, this is a turning into the Great Depression, and I believe it already is, and it's going to become undeniable pretty soon because they haven't fixed anything. The structural problems are still in place.
You're absolutely right. Real unemployment here is well over 20%. It's that way through a lot of the counties in the North State. AB 48, they're letting 1,100 more prisoners out of prison. AB 109, our communities are occupied by and oftentimes violent felons. We have no mechanism to stop that. We have no representation. Our economy is in a death spiral right now because we have no representation to be able to responsibly use the resources we've been blessed with. But a lot of county officials have their hand out, and they're getting paid from the state of California, excuse me, and they think they can't replace that money, which isn't true. So this cycle of poverty that's been going on, it started 50 years ago with Reynolds versus Sims. It's getting worse and worse and worse, but they want to do the same thing for another 50 years, hoping it'll work out differently in the future.
Well, you know, I think we're going to just continue to watch this spiral down until we fix it, and it's up to us.
I think it's up to the people, especially in obstructionist counties where governmental officials are getting their palm greased somehow. I don't know how, and I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. But the point is, this is a movement of and by the people. It is the responsibility of the people who created government. When that government fails to serve them, according to the California Constitution, Article 2, Section 1, it is their right, not their privilege, their right to alter or abolish it and institute new forms of government. And that's what we're doing. We are instituting a form of government that will serve the people of the North State because they'll have representation.
Well, very good, Mark. Listen, we appreciate you coming on. We have some other items that we need to get on here before we run out of time. But if you got something...
That's great. That gives people hope that they know that they can actually get involved in this and be part of it and make a difference, and they don't have to worry about the Board of Supervisors or other elected bodies.
And again, where if people need to get involved, or where do they get involved at? What's the best place for them to get started doing, helping with the problem?
Go to the website soj51.com or .net. I'm sorry. Click on support. That's a really good start. You can get all the news, and the time has come for 51.
Very good. Thanks, Mark. We look forward to seeing you again.
And don't forget, they have a town hall meeting this Sunday, the 22nd, at the Senior Citizen Hall right here to get more information on it also.
Very good. All right, very good. So where are we at, Bob? Do we need to go to a break and then come back and play this video on the civil forfeiture?
That sounds like a good plan.
All right, let's do that.
All right, with that, we'll go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Oh, but ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America for something to see, baby? Ain't that America home of the free? Little pink houses for you and me. Oh, yeah, you and me. Well, there's a young man in a t-shirt who listens to a rock and roll station. He's got a greasy hair, greasy smile. He says, Lord, this must be my destination. Just like everything else, those old crazy dreams just kind of came away.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Using junk science that wouldn't even meet the standards of a high school science fair, California Air Resources Board and the Environmental Protection Agency have written regulations that are devastating the California economy. They are costing people their jobs, their homes, their livelihoods, and their families. This must be stopped. Help us continue the fight against CARB. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com now and contribute to keep the fight going.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome back Reading Police Chief Rob Plotty. Let's talk about the town hall meeting and what was said there and the feedback from this very valuable source of information. Also, what is the city council really doing to fight crime right here in the city of Reading? Find out Monday here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Have you been curious about what all the excitement and discussion regarding the State of Jefferson's about? Well, come to the State of Jefferson Town Hall, Sunday, February 22nd at 2 p.m. Senior Citizens Hall, 2290 Benton Drive, Reading, California. Bring a friend. Have questions? Get answers. Come hear Mark Baird and the message that has ignited the North State.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
back. Starmine Radio.
And we're shaking it up.
We're shaking it up. Yeah. I just had another announcement here. The Tehama County Patriots will be meeting on Tuesday. They will have Sally Raposa and Sylvia Milligan from the Reading Tea Party. They are doing a program on CARB. They will show a 15-minute DVD made by Fred Kelly Grant on the subject. And then on the 24th, they will have their district attorney, Greg Cohen, and they hope to see you there. So,
All right. And with that, during the break, we had a person call in and give us this bit of information. I guess when the state of Jefferson people went down to the state capitol and turned in the declaration and everybody was going around to the different departments and the legislators and everybody, the head staff people didn't know that, or they thought that every county in the state of California had representation. Now that's scary, folks. These are the people that are down there in the Capitol that have your best interest at heart, supposedly, and they don't even know what representation there is in their own state.
Well, I guess three guys for 12 or 14 or 16 or 18 counties in the North State, that's representation, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're all being represented, right?
Well, they don't care, but I just thought that we needed to get that out. I'm glad that Joetta called in with that because I didn't realize that they went down there from office to office and the people are going, what do you mean you don't have representation?
Yeah, we like Joetta. She's pretty good.
Yeah.
We should get her on the radio here sometime. Maybe bring her into the studio.
I don't know if she'd do that, but she does have some good information, like I say, with that. Who knew?
Very good. Very good. Well, listen, we're going to move on. Let's play this video clip we got keyed up here. This is about civil forfeiture. This talks about Pennsylvania, and I want to kind of feather that into what the we got a couple stories that are being run on the Shasta land in America's choking, Operation Choke Point, and small business owners forced to battle IRS over seized bank accounts, and this feathers in. So go ahead and run that, Bob, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about it.
Philadelphia, the birthplace of the Constitution, is home to one of the largest property rights battles in the nation. Welcome to the forfeiture machine. Civil forfeiture is when police and prosecutors seize property they suspect is connected to a crime. If you are charged with a crime, the government must prove your guilt and provide you an attorney if you can't afford one. But in the upside-down world of civil forfeiture, it's your property that gets charged, and you must prove that it isn't guilty. You must pay for a lawyer or go it alone. And if the police and prosecutors win, they get to keep the property for their own use, giving them the incentive to take as much as possible. Nowhere is the civil forfeiture machine more active than in Philadelphia. Each year, the city takes the cash, cars, and even homes of thousands of its citizens who have not been convicted of a crime. Meet Jackie. Jackie lives in a modest house with her three grandchildren. One day, the police arrested Jackie's oldest grandson outside her home for selling a small amount of marijuana. There were no drugs inside, and Jackie has never been in trouble with the law. Yet Philadelphia now wants to forfeit and sell Jackie's home. The letter tells Jackie that to save her home, she must come to courtroom 478. When Jackie arrives, she sees no judge, no jury, just a court scheduler and the prosecutors running the show. When Jackie asks if she needs an attorney, the prosecutor replies, "No, your case isn't complicated," and hands her a long questionnaire to fill out. After Jackie finishes, the prosecutor orders her to return in a month. When Jackie comes back, the prosecutor orders her to bring her bank records. The month after that, the prosecutor orders her to kick out her grandson. Property owners are forced to return as many as a dozen times before they even see a judge. If they miss a single hearing, they lose their property forever. After nearly a year, the prosecutor asks Jackie if she wants to settle by agreeing to give up her home in exchange for half the sales price. Worn down, Jackie reluctantly accepts. It's not fair. It's not right. But there's no telling when this nightmare will end. Jackie is not alone. In over a decade, Philadelphia's forfeiture machine took more than 1,100 homes. That's more than 20 times all other counties in Pennsylvania combined. Altogether, Philadelphia collected $64 million in forfeiture proceeds. Shockingly, Philadelphia used almost half of that money for salaries, including the salaries of the very prosecutors doing the forfeiting. Philadelphia's forfeiture machine is unconscionable and unconstitutional. That's why the Institute for Justice has sued Philadelphia in federal court to end these abusive forfeiture practices and to stop the city's police and prosecutors from treating its citizens like ATM machines. Click here to help tear down Philadelphia's forfeiture machine and restore liberty.
Yeah, that's at endforfeiture.com. The reason we brought this particular item up is that, you know, everybody's on this drug war thing, especially locally here, because, oh, we got to get the drugs, we got to get the drugs, go after the drugs. But the problem is that, you know, at the price of what? I'm not saying drugs are good, but what I'm saying is you've got these civil forfeiture laws in where they just come in and confiscate everybody's property. And what happens when the target is not just drugs, it's other things,
right,
or you're not even involved in the drugs?
Yeah, that doesn't mean that they're going to stop at the drugs.
Well, you know, so this brings us to Operation Choke Point. Now, you can Google Operation Choke Point, and, you know, there's an article I highly, you know, recommend that you read it on the Shasta Lantern, America is Choking, Operation Choke Point. And it basically tells about how the banks, in collusion with this civil forfeiture law, can basically shut you down through the IRS and so forth. They call it money laundering. And you know, basically it's a power grab by the executive branch of the government to steal your property. And property rights are at the basis of freedom. And people that don't understand this, you know, become a victim of it. And this bypasses the Fourth Amendment. You know, the Fourth Amendment states the right to people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by an oath and affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person's things to be seized. Well, that's what this does, is bypass this. And Operation Choke Point, they're doing it through the and this is, you know, Eric Holder was in charge of this. He was the attorney general at the time that the Choke Point was launched. And it's born out of a 2009 executive order that created the president's financial fraud task force that was supposed to determine the cause of financial crisis so the government could exonerate itself and pin the blame on somebody else, basically. And at the height of the financial crisis, Rahm Emanuel, I mean, good grief, the cast of characters here, the president-elect Barack Obama was his chief of staff. Said in an interview, the government should never let a serious crisis go to waste. Well, that's what we're talking about. Now, they've targeted certain businesses, and what they do is that they, without any due process, the bank basically won't do business with you anymore. And so what they do is they, you know, the bank says, we no longer want to do business because you're high risk. And they've actually got a list of businesses that they,
so then the business can't deposit their money or get credit or anything? Is that what they do?
Well, they basically put you out of business. And, you know, here's a list of the businesses that are targeted. And I highly suggest you go read this article. Ammunition sales, coin dealers, cable box descramblers, credit card schemes, you know, drug dating services, drug paraphernalia, firearm sales. Now, don't you find it funny? You know, and there's a whole list of here, Ponzi schemes, pornography, racist materials. You know, don't you find it funny that they put ammunition sales, coin dealers, and firearm sales in a list with pornography and pharmaceuticals and Ponzi schemes, you know, and travel clubs? You know, so basically, if you're being targeted as a legitimate business, you're a coin dealer, for example, then, you know, they can just basically, put you out of business with no due process. The bank account just says the bank says that we no longer want to do business with your business because you're a high risk business, and they shut you down. And you don't even know what's involved. You don't even know about Operation
right.
Choke Point because
and
they don't tell you.
Yeah. And you think you're following the law and doing everything right. And then they come in and say, yeah, so sorry, Mr. Businessman, you're out of here.
Well, and that's the problem, you know. So, yes, America is choking, all right. It's choking on tens of thousands of laws, codes, orders, regulations, and restrictions. It's choking on overspending and with it over taxation. It's choking on lobbyist and cronyism through which legislators create laws to benefit their friends and contributors, enriching the few at the expense of the many. It's choking on bureaucrats who spy on us. It's choking on civil forfeiture laws where police can take anything they want from you without even accusing you of a charge or a crime. And if you don't think that's going on here, look again.
Well, yeah, they just showed it there. And then, like they say, the half of the money they collected goes for what? Their salaries?
Well, instead
they get rich off of you?
Well, and they charge your property and confiscate it. I've known this personally in a few cases, in Trinity County, for example, where they just, they come in, they do a drug raid, and they confiscate everybody's property, whether they had anything to do with it or not, and now you got to figure out a way to try to get it back.
Yeah.
Just like the lady in the example on the video we played. She might be totally innocent, but how do you get your house back? Yeah,
right.
There's no due process.
And
no
they
jury.
Wear them down so much and make their life so miserable. But they say they return at least 12 times or something in order to clear up their case, that they get so run down that they'll do almost anything. We know that from taxes. People will do anything after a certain point of the IRS or whoever being in their business.
They just want to get away.
Yeah, they want to be done, again, to the fear factor.
America is choking on a corrupt monetary system designed to transfer wealth from the population to the banks and the financial sector. It's choking on central planning that stifles the free market. It's choking on politicians who punish success and reward failure by playing Robin Hood with your income. It's choking on a central bank with Keynesian economists who destroy the free market by manipulating the quantity of currency and interest rates, causing massive speculative bubbles that eventually burst and result in economic devastation. Then these clueless clowns rush in with more Keynesian stimulus, and while in the midst of the next bubble of their own creation that's about to burst, they declare, you see, we saved you from the free market. America's choking, all right, and if we don't do something about it soon, I fear it will be soon dead. We must perform a social Heimlich maneuver to expel these cancerous ideas from our economic airway. We do this by speaking out and educating others about the propensity comes from and extinguishes it. I'm sorry, where prosperity comes from and what extinguishes it. We do this by promoting freedom. Thomas Jefferson said, when the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our government is out of control and tyranny is slowly taking root. I choose to speak up. I choose liberty. I choose freedom. How about you? We have a caller on the line?
No, they just had a comment to say that to remember to say, we let them do this. We let them.
Well, that's because we got to stand up and get educated and quit being dumbed down. Get rid of the Common Core. Get the state of Jefferson going. Let's get back to a free society, a free market. Not this choking out of America that this redistribution crap that people think because they're on the end of the redistribution that sooner or later it won't be them that's on the chopping block.
Right. And realize like the stock market, that's all corrupt.
Well,
it's all a bunch of corrupt individuals up there dictating to what's going on.
The basic idea with the stock market is they're just pumping free money into the stock market. They're buying back their stocks and so forth. But the other article I have here is small business owners forced to battle IRS over seized accounts. Okay. And this is in the Lantern as well. And we've got Andrew Clyde, a Navy veteran who served in Iraq, started his small firearm store in Athens, Georgia in 1990s. Over the years, he watched his business grow. And then in April 12th of 2013, two IRS agents swooped in and seized nearly $1 million from his company's bank account. Clyde was on the wrong end of a murky federal program that allows agencies to seize assets they suspect could be tied to criminal activity without actually criminally without any actual criminal activity. The soft-spoken businessman joined others in recalling that their ordeals before the House Hearings Committee meetings on Wednesday, where IRS Commissioner John Kucinich, I guess that's Kaczynski or whatever his name is, also testified. He apologized to those snared by the IRS practice, assured that the agency stopped seizing assets without clear wrongdoing. So, in other words, they were seizing assets where there was no clear wrongdoing. But, you know, the law still is allow them to target people, and they're still targeting on the books. You know, look at the Operation Choke Point. So this law is that's under question is the Bank Secrecy Act, and it goes back to the 10,000 or more cash deposits or the structuring. You know, it doesn't even have to be $10,000. It could be that you make three deposits of $3,000 to get under the, you know, or $2,000.
Yeah, wasn't that the basis they went under was that they were saying that the only reason he was reporting the deposits away was to sidestep them?
Well, that's what they said, but his right. insurance said that he couldn't make over $10,000 deposits because that's where his insurance policy was capped, so never to hold more than $10,000 in cash. So anytime he even got close, he would deposit it in the bank. The total cost of the ordeal for Clyde ran over $150,000, including legal fees and a $50,000 settlement with the IRS to get the rest of his money back. You know, so he pleaded Wednesday for Congress to change the law so no one else could be hurt like he has been. You know, you've been violated by your government, said Representative Mike Kelly. He thundered at the Wednesday's House and Ways Means Committee Oversight Subcommittee hearing. Clyde's not been the only one. This has been going on for a long time, and this goes back to the Patriot Act, the NDAA, the Bank Secrecy Act, the Civil Forfeiture Act. You know, what happens is when you give up your freedom to be secure, what happens is sooner or later you are the target, and you will not be secure or free, and that's why we have to start changing this stuff and start at the local levels by yes. forcing these guys at the Board of Supervisors, forcing these guys at the City Council to start following the Constitution. Get rid of all this pet project crap like the stupid Turtle Bay and everything else that's not as important as having some freedom.
I agree with that wholeheartedly, and that's the problem.
Well, okay, there was my rant for the week. I guess
I thought you were going to keep going on there for a minute, but that is a problem, and we have to start locally. We have to pick up the ball now locally and start changing it and applying the pressure to the people.
Right. You can't, you know, everybody's focused on getting their little piece of the pie, and the pie's getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
And to think it's not going to happen here, I don't know what to tell you because you're so wrong. It is already happening here. It just hasn't maybe reached out and touched you yet, but it's probably touching your neighbor.
Well, you know, let's recap a little bit, and I want to make sure that we get Brian Sussman's website in there. You can go get his book, It's Easy Being Green When You Have No Choice,
that's
at Amazon.com. I'm sorry, that's the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then also you can go to greenflick.com and get that there as well. And then any other announcements that we need to cover besides, Tea Party, Common Core?
Yeah, we need to hit that, you know, tomorrow night at the Tea Party at 6 p.m. We'll have Common Core with Tracy Mann.
Very good, very good.
And then
good.
We have the Jefferson Town Hall meeting on February 22nd at the Senior Citizen Hall, which is at 2290 Benton Drive.
Okay.
From 2 to 5. Don't forget, on February 19th, that's this Thursday, at Parsons Junior High School, they're having a program for veterans that starts at 8:45. It's a wonderful program, so get on over there and check that out. Again, that's Thursday.
Okay, anything else?
Don't forget, we have a fundraiser coming up for the radio stations.
Oh, yes.
March 21st.
Yeah, if you want to keep us on the air, you guys need to show up, get some tables, get involved, because, you know, we don't stay on the air for free here. And if you want to have an alternative source of news other than the mainstream.
Yeah, and this helps us out. We do this fundraiser once a year. We are able to, from the support from the community, take the funds and run for another year and get out more media, and hopefully we can expand with it. So that keeps us running.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like I say, we're the alternative voice locally here that will tell you the truth and not give you a bunch of hyperbole and crap that, you know, the rest of the media locally that's giving us. I mean, there's some other good stuff going on here. I'm not saying it's all bad, but, you know, in general, the new, I mean, gee, get the facts right. That just slays me every time I see it.
Yep.
You know, I mean, they never get the facts right. They never talk about anything of importance. They're not talking about, you know, the global economy is imploding. You got Greece and rioting again, and you know, everything's falling apart in Europe. And, you know, the Baltic Dry Index is at the lowest level ever. You know, there's ships that are being stacked up offshore that can't come on shore with goods. I mean, there's so many things going on. It's absolutely retarded. And yet, what do we talk about?
Yeah. So
the 50 you know, greatest love songs in the last decade.
Yeah.
Really?
Or Dancing with the Stars. So if there is a subject or something you want us to talk about or you would like to come on and talk about it or make us aware of it, you can always give us a call at 221-0101 or email us. What's your email that you're using for the radio station?
The radio station. Well, I mean, you can email me at kentmark@msn.com to get a hold of me. Or you can go to Facebook and you can go to Sovereign Minds on Facebook.
Yeah. If there's something that you want us to touch upon or get more information on and get out there more, you know, let your people know.
There you have it. So I think we've come to the end of another show. You know, being back from vacation, we might have been a little rusty today, but then, you know, we do the best we can.
So don't forget.
You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark and professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties.
And we'll see you next week. And if there's something we can help you with, give us a call.
All right. Thanks, Mark and Linda. Welcome back. And stay tuned. All In is coming up next. I believe Tom Corrado and Andrew Meredith are the hosts today here on KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The fourth snowstorm in 4 weeks to blast New England is well underway today, potentially adding another foot of the white stuff. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh.
As I was walking out of my house today, I just looked and I said, you know, I just didn't know what to say. People are frustrated. People just want this to end. I think we all want the spring to come, but we'll get through this.
Forecasters warn that winds gusting over 60 miles per hour could bring power outages. There will be bitter cold, too. Temperatures below zero forecast for tonight. Meanwhile, another snowstorm will be heading out tomorrow into parts of the south. Officials in Denmark say it's possible a man who opened fire this weekend at a free speech event at a synagogue was trying to imitate the terror attacks last month in Paris. Police say that man is dead, shot and killed by police. Two people died in his attacks, and five policemen were wounded.